The following presentation was made available by Inspiration Express as part of the daily Kitzur Shulchan Aruch calendar program. There are many more free lectures and resources available at www.kitzur365.org. Today's lecture is given by Rabbi Dov Lev.
We are now continuing Simin Sadi Hei of the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. We are discussing the laws of Eruvei Tchumen. In the first portion of this simin, we observed that although there's a 2,000 amma limitation of how far a person is allowed to walk on Shabbos beyond their location, nevertheless, Chazal allowed a person to make an Eruv Tchumen in order to extend that limitation. An Erev Tchumen must be done before Shabbos, and essentially we are placing a unit of food in a location, and we are thereby saying that that location is the person's Mokom Shvisa. That's his resting place. And if as long as it was there at the onset of Shabbos, then one would be allowed to go 2,000 amas from anywhere where that food is. In Halacha Yud Aleph, we qualify this, and we point out, Im nosin es ha'erev besoch ir, if the erev food was placed inside a city, azai kol ha'er nechsheves lo limkom eruvo, then the entire city would be considered his place, biyachol aleches kol ha'er, and now on Shabbos he would be allowed to walk the entire span of the city. Afilo hi gedola ma'od, even if it is a very large city. The gam chutz le'er, ki de ibura utchum Shabbos, and he would further be allowed to go out of the city according to its extension that we described previously, means it's an additional 70 2/3 amas, utchum Shabbos, as well as the additional 2,000 amas in every direction beyond the city. Shehari nechshav ki'ilu hudor bo'osayir, because it will be viewed as if he is dwelling in that city, despite the fact that it's not his real place of residence, and he wasn't even there at the onset of the Shabbos. This could be very practical if a person is at the onset of the Shabbos for some reason less than 2,000 amas from a city, and he would like to go an additional 2,000 amas beyond the city in the other direction. Meaning, right now he's within 2,000 amas on the eastern part of the city, and over the course of Shabbos, he would like to travel an additional 2,000 amas toward the western side of the city. So he could place the Eruv inside the city, anywhere inside the city, or he can have an agent place the Eruv on his behalf anywhere inside the city, so that it is there at the onset of Shabbos, and then the city itself would be considered his resting place. He would be allowed to enter the city and even go beyond it an additional 2,000 amas. Halacha Yud Beis. Im yesh besoch hatchum ezair. If there is within the 2,000 amas from his Erev a certain city, shehi mukefes choma, which is surrounded by a wall, o shehi misukenes be'erevin, or it is established with Erevin, Eino nimdedes ve'eino olo l'cheshbon el l'dal amas. Regardless of the actual length of the city, we would consider the entire city to be merely 4 amos. V'dafka kishe tchum ha'shabes megia ad michutz le'er, and this only works if the 2,000 amos tchum from his Erev extends until the outside of the city. He's going to give an example now. Kigon, for example, Shemina Erev ad ha'ir yesh chamesh meos amma. From the Erev to the city, there's 500 amas. For orach ha'ir hi elef amma, and the length of the city is 1,000 amas. Even though normally you would say that he can only go beyond the city an additional 500 amas to fulfill his 2,000 amas from the Erev, nevertheless, this is an additional leniency when it comes to Erev that we say that Oz Ha'ir Eina Nechsheves Ela Ladad Amos, the city itself is only viewed as being 4 Amos in distance, V'yesh Lo Mechutz La'ir Od Elef Utaf Tzadi Vav Amo, and therefore he would be allowed to go beyond the city an additional 1,496 Amos. Ve'ein chiluk bein tzad zeh shelifnei ha'erev bein hatzad shelacha ha'erev, and there's no difference between the side that's before the erev and the side that's after the erev. Avo'im tchum ha'shabes kola be'emtza ha'ir, but let's say the 2,000 amos is exhausted in the middle of the city. Asur lo lelaches yoser, he would not be allowed to go any further. Because then he would be outside of the tchum. Because in this regard, we do not consider the entire city to be 4 amos. Halacha yud gimel. V'chein hadin kishe hiniach es ha'erev karuv l'shnei alafim ama michutz l'ir. The same halacha would apply if a person placed the Erev within 2,000 amos of the city, ukeshehu chozer achakach le'iro, and when he afterwards goes back to his own city, kalu ha'alafim ama mimakam eruvo betchila se'ir kodem beso. So the 2,000 amos will finish before he gets to his own house, meaning it's going to be within the city, but before he gets to his own house. So then the halacha is, asur lo afilo loshuv lebeso, it would be forbidden for him to even go back to his own house, because it's beyond the 2,000 amos. And here we would not say that the entire city is as if it is 4 amos in distance. V'chein hu das rov haposkim v'chein ikar, and this is the opinion of most poskim, and this is the halacha. Now, the truth is, the Rama is lenient, and he says, if someone is living in the city, then he would be allowed to traverse the entire city, and even if he goes out and he comes back, then he would be allowed to come back to his own house, even though it is beyond 2,000 amos. And the Mishnah Berurah says that those who want to be lenient, like the Rama, we should not object. Halacha Yud Dalet discusses under what circumstances may one make an Eruv Tchumen. He says, Ein Ma'arvin Eruv Tchumen Elo L'dvar Mitzvah. One may not set up an Eruv Tchumen except when it has been done for a mitzvah. Kigon lehispalo basara, for example, a person who wants to daven with a minion, and if he doesn't make an Erev Truman, he won't be able to. O lahakbel pnei rabo, or he wants to visit his Rebbe on Shabbos. O chavero, shebo min haderech, or his friend who is coming on the road. O lesudas mitzvah, or he wants to participate in a Shabbos or Yom Tov Seuda, o lefakeach al iskei rabim, or he is involved in taking care of public affairs, o shehu ba min haderech verotze leilech lebeso ukedomer, or if he is coming from his travels and he wants to return to his house, and in similar situations. In all of these cases, it is justified to make an Erev Tchumen on Shabbos. But merely because someone wants to take a little walk, that would not justify making an Erev Tchumen. Nevertheless, the Mishnah Berurah points out that b'di'evet, if someone did do it, someone did make an Erev where it's not being done for a mitzvah purpose, the Erev would indeed be valid. Halacha tes vav. Ein manichen Eruvei Tchumen, lo b'Shabbos, v'lo b'yomtif. One would not be allowed to set up an Erev neither on Shabbos nor on Yom Tov. V'lochein, and therefore, imcho Yom Tov be'erev Shabbos, if Yom Tov falls out on a Friday, for who wrote to lechas b'Shabbos, and he wants to walk on Shabbos, tzorach laniach as a Erev be'erev Yom Tov, he would have to place the Erev from before Yom Tov. V'chein b'Yom Tov la'achas Shabbos. Similarly, if there's a Yom Tov that falls out on Sunday, v'rotzo v'leches b'Yom Tov, and he wants to walk out on Yom Tov, tzorach laniach as a erev b'erev Shabbos, a person would have to place the erev on Friday. Until now, this siman was discussing limitations that people have in regard to Tchum Shabbos. In the next two se'ifim, the Ketzer Shulchan Aruch is going to tell us also limitations that a person's property might have. Halacha Tes Zayin, Kelav u Behemosav Sho'adam, Harei Hein Kiraglav. The articles and the animals of a person are like his legs. Ubemakam shehu eina rishai lahalach, and any place that a person is not allowed to walk because of the limitations of Tchum Shabbos, gam osan ein adam rishai lahalichan. So his belongings and his animals, he would also not be allowed to move for the same reason. V'im hishilon la'acher, o hiskiron, o matsaron l'shmira, and if a person lent his belongings to someone else, or he rented them out to someone else, or he gave them over to someone else to watch, harei hein kiraglav shozeh shehem etzlo, so then all of these items would be like the feet of the person who is responsible for them. V'afilo hu goy, and even if he's a non-Jew, kanu hakelim v'habehema shvisa etzlo, so all of the items and all of the animals will acquire the halachic place of resting by the one who's watching them. V'lo od, but more than that, elagam hakafetzim shogoy koinim shvisa b'makam shahoyu ben ashmasos, even the articles that belong to a non-Jew will also acquire their place of resting wherever they were at the onset of Shabbos, which would mean that there may be limitations in how far a Jew can move the items that belong to a non-Jew as well. Halacha Yud Zayin, Goy Shehevi Peros She'ein lachosh behem shenitlushu hayom. If a non-Jew brings fruits of which there is no concern that they were detached from the tree on Shabbos, v'chein b'chol davar she'ein lachosh shenase b'hayom lacha, and similarly, the non-Jew brought any item of which there is no concern that they came to be through melacha, ela she'yesh iser tchumen. However, there is a prohibition of tchumen on the items. Im heviyam bishvo atzmo, if the non-Jew brought the items for himself, oy bishvo goy acher, or he brought it for another non-Jew, mutarin li Yisrael miyad, afilo ba'achila, they are permissible for the Jew right away, and he's even allowed to eat them. But he would not be allowed to move them out of four amas. Unless they were brought into a home. Or that the whole city is set up with erevin. Because then he would be allowed to move the items throughout the city. Because any place that is permitted to carry there, nechshav kimotoch dal amas, so that place would be considered within the four amas. So all of that is true if the non-Jew brought it for himself or for other non-Jews. V'im hevian bishvil Yisrael, let's say the non-Jew brought the fruits on behalf of Jews, asurin li Yisrael zeh ulachol b'nei beso, Adla Erev Kidesha Yasu. The Jew and all of the members of his household would be forbidden to partake until Shabbos is out, and even then they have to wait the amount of time it would take to make them. What does that mean? Da'ayinu, this is to say, Zman shal yucholun laviyem, the amount of time it would take in order to bring them. For example, let's say it would take 25 minutes to bring the fruit from the original place. So after Shabbos is over, the Jew and all the members of his household would have to wait an additional 25 minutes before making use of the fruit. But nevertheless, it's permissible for him to move it within 4 amas, or in any place in which one is allowed to carry. If there's a doubt whether the non-Jew brought it from outside the Tchum or not, then we would still say that the fruits would be forbidden. Unless there is a more compelling argument to say that they were brought from outside of the Tchum. But normally, if it's a 50-50 chance, then we would have to be strict. In this case, however, it would be permissible to eat the fruit immediately after Shabbos, and one would not have to wait the amount of time it would take for the fruit to be brought. Halacha Yud Ches teaches us a very interesting limitation in the prohibition of Tchumen. Kaimelon, we paskin, de'ein Tchumen lamayla mi'asar tvachim, that there's no restriction of Tchum Shabbos higher than 10 tefachim off the ground. Even though there's a dispute about this in the Gemara, we are lenient, and we say there is no such restriction. V'lachein, and therefore, Misha bol l'toch svina be'erev Shabbos kodim hachnasa Shabbos, someone who entered a boat on Friday before the onset of the Shabbos, v'holcha hasvina afilo derech v'cholk, and the ship traveled even a long distance, Mikol Makom, nevertheless, Kishagir b'Shabbos l'Nomel v'Yotza, when the boat arrives on Shabbos to the port, and he comes out of the boat, Yeshla Misham Alpayim Amma l'Kotzad, he would have an additional 2,000 Amas to go in all direction. Kimistama b'Halichas Hasvina Hutamid l'Maila Me'asar Tfalcha Me'akarka, because it is reasonable to assume that when the boat was traveling, he was at all times above 10 tvachim above the ground. V'lo kana shvisa ad hamakam shubal liyabasha, and in which case he did not acquire a resting place until he reached the dry land. Meaning, normally, we say that wherever a person is at the onset of the Shabbos, that would be their makam shvisa, that would be their resting place for the entire Shabbos. However, if someone is higher than 10 tefachim off the ground at the onset of Shabbos, that would mean that he doesn't really have a resting place until he goes to the ground, or within 10 tefachim from the ground, and then that would be his makam shvisa for the remainder of Shabbos. So in this case, since at the onset of Shabbos, the person was on the boat, the boat was, you know, we don't count the water as being ground, so therefore we say that he was above 10 tefachim above the ground. It's not until he gets to the dry land, he gets to the port, that we'd say that he acquires his makom shvisa, and at that point, he would be entitled to go 2,000 amas in every direction. Aval im b'socha Shabbos yotza me'asvina. Let's say a person went out on a boat on Shabbos, v'chazer v'nichnas l'socha, and then he came back and entered the dry land. Mi'achasha hoya Shabbos b'yabasha, since he was already on Shabbos on dry land, meaning at the beginning of Shabbos he already was on dry land. So kana sham shvisa, so he's already acquired his resting place wherever he was at the onset of Shabbos. And if the boat afterwards went beyond 2,000 amas, azai ein lo sham ela arba amas, that means he now no longer would be allowed to go beyond 4 amas, kedin yotze chutz l'tchum, like any person who went beyond the tchum on Shabbos. V'chein, and similarly, im hoysa svina v'shabbos b'makam echad, if the boat was on Shabbos at a certain place, she'ein sham asar tefachim ad hakarka, where we know that there was less than 10 tefachim to the ground, kana sham shvisa, so then he acquires his resting place there, and then he can't go beyond that 2,000 amos. V'im mistapek, im hoisa b'makam gezeh olo, and if he's in doubt whether or not the boat was in such a place, meaning a place which was within 10 tefachim from the ground, azlina lakula, so then we are allowed to be lenient and assume that it was higher than 10 tefachim off the ground.